Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time, dig out the truth written between the lines. Her hair still reeks, cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for Her Story number 38 is Jillian Mawson. Jillian's aim in life is to transfer academic research into the wider community and to empower World War II evacuees to share their wartime experiences and to give them a place in the history and heritage of Northern England. She is an ambassador with the Nat Center for Coordination of Public Engagement and runs a World War II evacuee community group. She's a graduate of the University of Manchester and just published a book on the untold stories of the Guernsey evacuees of World War II that was released by History Press earlier this month. To learn more about Jillian and her work, you can visit her website, guernseyevacuees.wordpress.com/evacuation, and you can follow her on Twitter at guernseyevacuee. Jillian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And which woman are you going to share with us today?
I've chosen a young Guernsey mother who was evacuated to England in 1940. Her name was Eva LePage. She was 22 years old, and she left on an evacuation ship with her baby son, Anthony.
Well, please tell us all a little bit about Eva LePage.
I first met Eva in November 2011 when I visited Guernsey to interview surviving evacuee mothers. She was 93 years old when we met, but sadly, she passed away just a few weeks ago. During my interview with Eva, I realised that she had never fully shared her wartime story before, but it was filled with emotion and courage. The night before she left Guernsey, Eva had argued throughout the night with her husband, Bert. She did not want to leave the island, but Bert told her, "I'm going to join the British Army. Please go to England with our baby, and at least I'll know that you're safe there if the Germans do invade Guernsey." The following day, Eva left Guernsey with just the clothes she was wearing, her infant son, and a bag containing baby clothes and feeding bottles. Her husband left on a separate ship with thousands of other Guernsey men to join the forces. Eva remembered that the sea crossing of the English Channel was very rough. She sailed on a coal boat with hundreds of other mothers and children. The ship's crew offered to make them cups of tea, but Eva and the other mothers had no cups with them. Eventually, they used a clean baby chamber pot, which was filled with tea. Eva arrived on the south coast of England, where she boarded a steam train, the first one that she had ever seen. Together with hundreds of other evacuees, she was taken to a factory town in Bolton, Lancashire. On the train, she had no idea where she was being sent, and she told me, "We had no idea where we were going. All the stations had their names removed, so we kept calling out of the window, 'Where are we?' But no one on the platform would tell us." Eva and Anthony were sent to an evacuee reception centre where they were given a camp bed for the night and some soup. In the middle of that night, an air raid siren went off and the evacuees were told to get up at once and to run across the street to some underground cellars. On the way, one mother dropped her baby and it later died. A few days later, Eva was told that Guernsey had been occupied by Nazi Germany. Now she found herself homeless in a strange town with no friends, money or possessions. After living in an island filled with fields and surrounded by blue sea and beaches, the sight of English industrial towns was a shock to her, and she remembered her first sight of smoking chimneys, rows of brick-built houses and huge factories. She told me that local people came to choose an evacuee to take home with them, but not many of them were willing to take in a young mother with a baby. Eventually, an elderly widow offered her a home, but it was difficult for Eva and Anthony to share a house with an elderly lady who had never had children. Eva was constantly worried about the noise that Anthony made when he cried. Eventually, Eva met another Guernsey girl, and they decided to rent a house together. However, as Eva was about to go to sleep on her first night in that house, she noticed lots of insects creeping around the room. She realised that as soon as the fire had been lit, the bugs had come crawling out of the walls. The next day she moved out and found another place of her own. Her new neighbours, a doctor and his mother, were very kind to her. They gave her furniture and a pushchair so that she could take Anthony to the shops instead of having to carry him around. Eva visited the local shops to buy fabric and make clothes so that her little boy always looked well-dressed. She remembered that most of the people in Bolton had no idea where Guernsey was, but they were very kind to her. She told me that when the Bolton people helped, they did it with good hearts. In May 1945, after almost 5 years in England, Eva heard that Guernsey had been liberated from the Germans. Her husband was on leave at the time, and they both went into the street and danced. They had to wait until Bert was demobbed before they could return to Guernsey, and they went back in September 1945. Eva told me, "When we sailed back to Guernsey, the sea was very rough, and as we drew close to Guernsey, my little boy Anthony, bless his little heart, said, 'Look, Mummy, do come quick. It's so beautiful.'" Eva said to me, "I was lucky. My house was just as I'd left it, because my sister had gone into it now and then to make it look as if it was occupied. My possessions were still in the house, so I was very lucky indeed. Bert's brother took my boy Anthony to the beach. He had never seen the sea before, and he jumped straight into the water and somehow began to swim. It was amazing."
And what about Eva and your time with her did you find to be so inspirational?
I felt honoured that Eva had chosen to share her very personal story with me, a complete stranger. As she told me her story, I was particularly impressed with Eva's courage. Before the war, she had very rarely left the Guernsey parish in which she was born. She had certainly never left the island before or been apart from her husband since their marriage. But in June 1940, she had boarded an overcrowded coal boat, sailed across the English Channel, and arrived in an unfamiliar town in England, practically penniless. She made a new life for herself and her son, and she clearly worked hard to make friends with all the English people that she met. During our interview, she did not complain once about what she'd gone through during the war, and she smiled throughout her story. Just before we parted, her final words to me were that she wanted to thank the people of England for their help to evacuees who had lived there during the war. I think that Eva was a very brave woman during a very traumatic time in Britain's history. Whenever I wonder if I've got the courage to attempt something new, I think of her and of what she took on, and I find her inspirational. I hope that other women will too. I will never forget her.
Well, for listeners who have been inspired by this, what is the full title of your book so people can find out more about Eva and these other Guernsey evacuees?
Well, you could find out a lot more about Eva and the mothers like her and all the children that were evacuated to England from Guernsey. My book is out on the 1st of November, and it's called Guernsey Evacuees, The Forgotten Evacuees of the Second World War.
Well, that'll do it for Eva Lepage. Jillian, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
Here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few, her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
for story not forgotten.